case number 13054, Michael Terschlein seeks variances from the front, side, and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Calais Court and to the east of Penn Street. The 911 address is 33523 Calais Court in Borough. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 66. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking 27.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed deck, a 19.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling, a 26.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for the proposed deck, a 12.9-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback for existing dwelling, 11.4-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback for the existing dwelling, a 1.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for the existing dwelling, and a 1.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for the existing dwelling.
Do I need to swear again?
No, just for the record, this is Mark Redden. He's appeared at the dais, and he's been previously sworn in this evening.
Thank you. I try to do these in batches. It makes my life much easier. All right, so for this property, uniqueness of property is, this is probably the most unique property I have ever worked on in Sussex County. I did not know they made lots this small in the county. I'm sure they don't anymore, actually. One thing that does say that the existing setbacks leave you about 100 square feet to work with if you were to use the actual zoning setbacks. Clearly, this was all done well before the zoning code. It is completely unique in that way. You could not do this if you tried today without some serious code revisions or exceptions. So uniqueness is a very easy one. In addition, this lot is in the flood zone and currently non-compliant. The foundation is kind of on its last legs and the house is too low and so that it's not really insurable under the standard plans. Like it's not compliant, it's gonna cost a lot more. So part of this project is to raise the house out of the flood zone. Of course, that would increase our non-compliance because now we're taller inside the setbacks. That is the majority of what we're asking for here, as relief to allow us to get this house out of the flood zone so that we can, in fact, insure it properly. As you might know, the community's insurance rates are often somewhat dependent on how compliant the community itself is. So that's the benefit for the entire community. Cannot otherwise be developed. Like I said, most of this lot is inside the setbacks that would be required. That is extremely awkward. Basically, if I were to knock this house down and try to build a house to code, it would end up on one of those listicles of weirdest houses ever, or like, you know, houses built out of spite or something. Like it makes no sense economically. This lot is undevelopable with the standard setbacks. However, there is a house here. As you can see, the house is up against the setbacks on many sides, as are most of the community. Like this whole area is full of small houses on tiny lots, and that's the way it is. One thing they do have going for them is Calais Court is a very short road. It is literally, that road, again, only serves them and their neighbor across the street, as the other two houses on this road front onto, I don't remember the name of that street, but the cross street there. I remember trying to find this was a challenge for my GPS. This was not created by the applicant. This is a 60, 70-year-old problem that far predates their ability to make decisions on this lot. So they didn't create the situation. It's not their fault the house is too low. It's not their fault it's too close to the property lines. It's all been inherited by them. As I said, one alter the central character. There are other houses in here, a lot of them about the same size. The house will not be markedly bigger when we're done. We're basically gonna take the L, fill in the L to get a couple more bedrooms so that's a little more functional, which will filling in the corner, not so much approaching any closer for the addition, and then raising the whole house up out of the flood zone. We did originally look at adding a second floor on top. Frankly, as close as we are to the setback, I think it actually is less of a problem to infill the corner than it is to build 8 foot more on top. That is obviously a personal judgment call, but to me, this is less obstructive than adding above, which we are already having to do a little bit by raising the house up to get out of the flood zone. We will be creating parking underneath, parking and storage, because we will need that. Part of the project is there is a shed currently, like directly on the property line, that's going to come down. That's part of what led us to creating the front deck. The front deck is the access to the house. So we had to add a set of stairs and a deck to the front, which put us very close to the front property line. But again, we've got some room across the Calais court to the neighbor on the other side, and that's the only neighbor we really would be affecting. Is this the minimum variance that we could do? Pretty much, if we either do, because we have to do something to this house, because it really needs some love. Like I said, the foundation has some problems, and frankly, it might even need enough love that it's not repairable under FEMA requirements without lifting it up, honestly. I haven't done the appraisal to be sure about that, but it's not, the structure itself probably wouldn't appraise very high. Oh, no, wait, we did appraisal, didn't we? Did we do appraisal? That we talked about, we didn't get it. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, sorry, I got sidetracked in my own head. But my experience tells me that this would probably, appraisal would barely cover repairs, much less any, it wouldn't cover any improvements hardly. Okay, so uniqueness, cannot, not created, will alter, and minimum. I think I've covered the five criteria of why we're trying to do this and why I think it is worth this board's time to consider it. I guess I'm up for questions.
Questions?
Water and septic to the property?
I should know that.
Well, we'll have to.
You can come forward and be sworn in.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You can come up.
I wasn't necessarily expecting them to talk.
That's all right.
They know this stuff a little better than I do.
That's all right. They can fill in.
Yep.
Mike Tarsline, 33523 Calais Court, Dykesboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So, personally, my question is can you tell us about water and septic to the property?
Well, and septic tank.
Okay. Okay. On the design, are you going to have any mechanical units, or everything is going to be up?
We have heat and AC with mini splits.
And they will have to be raised up, probably mounted to the side wall.
They're attached to the house.
Again, as you may have heard earlier in the evening, I'm assuming the condenser will be underneath.
Oh, condensing? No, the condensing units will be outside mounted to the side wall.
Okay.
Like they're the little skinny ones that mount on the side.
So they're not shown on this screen.
They are not shown at the moment.
And they're on the back of the house, and the back of the house is up against, there's a fence back there, and then there's wetlands behind us.
Right. I will say as a comment, that's the smallest building retention box I think we've seen.
Ever.
Yeah.
Along the way.
I was shocked when I drove down to the property the first time. I was like, I didn't know you could do this in the county.
Well, it wasn't.
You can't anymore.
The county wasn't in play at the time,
yeah,
I'm sure.
I don't think anyone, I think pretty much
right. They
just made up their mind of, hey, we're going to make 50 by 50 lots, not even quite square.
Okay.
I think they walked them off back then, and so my dad bought the property, I believe, in the early 50s, and that's when the house was built.
Okay. All right.
That's how all the lots are there.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
You mentioned there's well and septic. I'm curious as to where that is located on the property.
The well is where you see the gravel driveway. The well is in there. And the septic is behind it. There's underneath the shed, which the shed's going to be torn down.
Ms. Norwood, I'm just looking at the drawing, and I think I may be looking at the right one, but if I'm not, please correct me. I'm looking at the 1725 drawing from John Roach, where it shows the house, carport, and deck above.
Yes.
And I think that's, Mr. Redden, is that the one that's going to show where everything is as far as the proposed structures?
We're building on the same footprint, so.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the one, yeah.
Okay.
This is the new deck and stairs. It's still labeled carport here, but that's going to be infilled and bedrooms above and parking below.
I just want to make sure that we've got the right variances that are needed. Kind of going to the rear of the property.
We're compliant to one side yard.
I see that. Looking at the rear of the property, it looks like the house would need a 17.9 foot from the rear yard rather than a 12.9. Am I right, Ms. Norwood? I'm looking at that right?
He's talking about this one.
Yeah, okay.
And Mr. Redden, if I'm wrong on any of these that jump out, please let me know.
Let me see here. I did this math a while ago, so.
Okay. I'm just I want to make sure that, oh, I'm sorry. I think she had it right. 12.9 from the 15-foot rear yard, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then and just kind of going down, 11.4 from the 15-foot rear yard for the dwelling. Then kind of turning. As we go down there, we have a 1.8 from the 5-foot side yard. Mm-hmm. And then I see something that kind of butts out, a couple little structures there that butt out. What are those? Like little?
That's the AC unit.
That is, okay, yeah, those are the current condensing units.
Okay, so they're out too, so we really should probably capture them. Would you agree, Ms. Norwood?
Well, we did wonder about that, and I do apologize because I tried to email. I did, and for some reason it bounced back like weeks later, and I think I lost track of what I was even trying to ask you till tonight. And I thought, well, I guess we'll ask him tonight. I do wonder, I guess the mini split, I don't know if I've ever talked about them a whole lot with.
Well, the way it is it includes window units too.
Right.
So I think we have to.
And we're inside with the 5 foot. I know there's a very hard line there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was trying to remember.
You know, my thought would be, I'd rather be over inclusive. So if later there was somebody looking at it with different eyes,
right. And I can get you a measurement from the units too. I don't
right.
have it with me.
I didn't
today,
know how far they stuck out versus.
Well, what we could do is if the board were so inclined. When they vote on it, whether it's for or against, they could say, you know, the plan dated 1-7 with a scale to be provided by the applicant. Because I'm looking, there's three different kind of projections there.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looks like four, to be honest with you, because I see another little arrow there for a shower.
The shower's going away.
The shower's going away, okay. So looking at it, we've got the first bump out is a mini split. Is the second bump out a mini split?
No, that's like a plastic storage box that I have just sitting there.
Okay, so that's just a movable structure. Yes, we're not.
I think structure might even be a strong term for what it is.
Understood. And then I see another kind of box here. What is that, Mr. Tursline?
The one on the bottom is Mark Shower.
No, there's one above it.
Right above it.
Oh, that's the plastic storage box. No.
Okay.
I think you're talking about the little tiny one below there.
Very tiny.
So the second one you said was the little tiny box. Here, let me.
Very
so you
tiny.
Have the AC unit
that's
there,
the, that's
and
the
there's
AC
like that
unit.
Little tiny box like just below it.
Oh, that's the chimney that's on the side. Yeah, that gets
that's
torn down.
That's going to get torn down too. Then
right.
That's what I thought.
Right.
So the chimney is the chimney going away or is
yes,
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We just need the mini split measurement. It sounds like.
All right, and then as we turn and we kind of go down the front, we've got the. Kind of the deck and steps, and I think we've got that at, because it's 2.6 feet away. Both, you got 27.4 from the 30-foot front, I believe, right,
right.
Mr. Norwood?
Which, those are allowed to encroach up to 5 feet anyway, aren't they, because they go to the first floor.
Yeah, but since they go further, we have to have, it's from the full.
Hey, I'm just saying that, and I wasn't sure we get credit for the 5 feet. I just wanted to put that out there in case that was.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we had to do a switchback because the tightness of the lot.
Understood. I just want to make sure we've got them all. This is a busy kind of site plan. And then I see another one for proposed steps down low at 3.9 feet. So that would be 26.1. You've got that listed as well. So I think we've got them all from my kind of going in a circle there or around the clock, I should say.
I would just love to point out again, the last side is compliant and has a whole extra like 8 feet.
But you got a septic over there.
Well, you know, nothing's perfect.
Right, then I do, the 19.4 feet from the 30 is the house. See the 10.6?
Yes, yes.
That one is on there.
We'd have separate setbacks with the house and the deck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's an open deck.
Yes. No, there's no, I didn't think I'd get away with that, honestly.
All right. The other question I had was Calais Court. I see that it looks like the Rogers property, this property, and definitely would appear to have access to it. The property on the other side of Calais Court, which says it's now formerly by the Linskys, do they access that as well?
Yes.
Yes.
And then does the Jannigan property have access to that, or they have a separate access?
There's a fence that blocks
there's
this property from ours.
That property is all wetlands, and there's there will probably be nothing in there. It looks
okay. All right. And do large vehicles, I mean, I'm just curious how they access, you know, if a trash truck comes down or an EMT.
They can come down Calais Court no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do they turn around?
They back out. They back out 100 feet.
Pull in, back out.
Okay.
Or 50.
I mean, it's short, so I could kind of see.
And it's not like there's tons of traffic. This road literally serves two houses that most don't have a whole lot of traffic off of them.
Okay. All right. Well, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
I have nothing further if there are no other questions.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13054 for Mr. Michael Turselin and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I will move that we approve case number 13054 for Michael Turselin for the requested variances. I believe they met the criteria. I believe the property is unique due to the size. I don't believe the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, the need to move it up a level to be in compliance with other issues. I don't believe it will alter the character. Essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
And Mr. Williamson, for the HVAC mini split issue, we'll base it on the site plan from January 7th.
My approval will be contingent on that, yes.
The applicant providing that to the office.
Correct.
Second that.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Lovengoth?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So you voted 4-0, sir, your case is approved. Next case.